stuff.
Good morning, this is Joel and PJ with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, after the Star Group announced its development 8 years ago, the Queen's Wharf precinct is opening today, but some have been surprised to hear that the precinct will not completely finish development until late November. The Star Casino will open its doors, as well as a small portion of the cafes and bars, the Star Grand Hotel, and the Neville Bonner Bridge. A majority of dining establishments in the precinct, Queen's Wharf residences, and heavily anticipated third area, the Terrace, all remain under development at this stage.
The Miles government has revealed plans to break ground on a new primary care centre in far north Queensland next year. The centre will provide previously inaccessible services such as a full dental suite and mobile x-ray facilities to the Pompura community as part of Queensland government's $1 billion program to improve medical access and standard of care for rural and Indigenous communities. Queensland Premier Stephen Miles says the care centre, which will include a culturally appropriate morgue, was designed with the needs of the local community in mind in an effort to close the divide and improve outcomes in Indigenous healthcare.
In national news, a new report from the Australian Defence Force Ombudsman has shed light on the ADF's strategies to address workplace and sexual misconduct. The report follows the final recommendations of the Defence Abuse Response Task Force, after reports from over 2,000 complainants revealed a culture of abuse in the country's military. The ADF report reveals that 5 out of 8 recommendations have been implemented since 2016. Training for response to sexual violence and transparent communications with victims regarding handling of their cases. Recommendation 2, which calls for civilian abuse offences by members of the ADF to be investigated and tried in the civilian justice system and for military justice proceedings to be shared with relevant policing authorities, was found to be partially implemented.
Australian renters continue to face inconsistent tenancy laws. A new report from the Australian National Centre, National Shelter and National Association of Renters has found. The report assessed states and territories on their commitment to the Better Deal for Renters plan, which the National Cabinet announced in August last year. Findings show that some significant steps have been made to protect renters, including bans on rent bidding, restrictions on rent increases, and reforms around no-grounds evictions. However, according to the report, some of these steps have been inconsistently applied across states and territories, with loopholes still remaining. CEO of National Shelter, Emma Greenhay, responded, saying that not enough has been done to protect renters' rights and that state and territory governments must up their game.
In international news, Utime Limited, a global infectious disease wellness company, has announced their signing of an NDA to acquire a laboratory previously owned by Bowen Therapeutics. This acquisition has been mainly driven by a global need for an effective monkeypox vaccine, a process which should be accelerated by this acquisition. As a part of the process, Utime will continue running already established clinical trials and follow future plans previously made by Bowen Therapeutics in the interest of producing an effective vaccine as quickly as possible.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with some light winds. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news.